Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Scott Arno back on the show. He is the security advocate. He's one of the top cybersecurity experts on the planet. He is a CISSP. There's only 100 of them on the planet, folks. And he has been hanging out with us now for a number of years, about 6 years. He's also an attorney by education, and he practices his trade in the cybersecurity world primarily. And he's here with some reports for us. Scott, welcome back.
Always great to be here. Thank you, Jim.
It's good to have you here. So, Scott, GDPR, General Data Privacy Regulations, I believe is what that means. That's the European approach to holding companies accountable and actually penalizing them severely for any kind of breach of privacy, including any company around the world. Europe's going to try to impose that, even on small businesses in America. That's Europe's approach to privacy. California's created something similar to it, no, not surprisingly. And I'm also not surprised that New York has now created something along those lines. Give us the New York report, and let's talk about it.
Well, there's a lot to unpack there. The GDPR is the General Data Protection Regulation out of the EU. It was originally put in place a couple of years ago and then came into force this past April. Basically, the way it works that's so groundbreaking is sort of the fundamental approach to privacy law, which is it's comprehensive, meaning it applies to every type of company. Yep. What's different about U.S. law is we typically have what's called a sectoral system, meaning that our privacy laws typically apply to one specific market sector. Like HIPAA, the Health Information Portability and Accountability Act from 96, applies to healthcare and related entities. The Gramm-Leach-Bliley Act applies to financial services and related entities. Now, what's different about the GDPR is if you, say, have a gym, which might not apply to this, you're holding sensitive data, you still have to take steps to protect it so long as you have European data subjects, as they call them. Mm-hmm. Now, what's different about the California and New York laws is it applies more of a comprehensive approach to the United States, so industries can't just get out of trouble. Now, you know, at first glance, it's like, oh, geez, more overreach. But it's actually a great thing to protect you.
But what is the goal of the New York law? What is it? What's the essence of what it's trying to mm-hmm. accomplish?
Well, the New York law is an interesting one because it doesn't really go into a ton of detail. It just wants sort of a basic level of security for any entity that controls the data of a New York resident. Mm-hmm. Now, where this can be really helpful is you have, say, a loophole. Let's say it's a travel agency, and let's say it's you'll forgive me, New York resident Jim Blasingame decides he wants to go travel, and they ask for his passport, and they ask for personal information about his family. Without this law in place, they don't really have to do anything to protect it, and they can sell it to whoever they want.
Yeah,
that's not really something you want, given how sensitive that data is. Mm-hmm. Now, with the SHIELD Act, while it's not hugely detailed, they have to take basic, reasonable steps to protect it, and they have to make sure also...
They have to notify you what they're doing with the data?
Not full detail about everything they're doing with it. It's not like as detailed as the GDPR, but they do have to notify you if there's a data breach. And part of that law also amends what's a data breach under New York law. It used to be just that somebody physically stole it. Like, we got your data.
Well, the reason
nowadays it's we access to the show.
The reason I wanted you to give us this report, and without going into all the details, to me, the details of these laws are not the story. The story is the increasing development of these laws. It began with Europe, then it was California, now it's New York, two of the bellwether liberal, you know, very progressive states in the country. So the next thing you know, it's going to be Mississippi's going to have a law like that. And so my point is the trend is what I'm saying is the news, not so much what's in the law. What do you think?
Oh, I see your point. Well, there's been some attempts, you know, repeatedly to try and get a a national law in place. But, you know, right now Congress can't agree on what time of day it is. So it's,
right.
it's tricky. What makes it really hard from a, you know, legal standpoint is it becomes this incredibly complex patchwork.
Like that's what I'm worried about, is that I'm not worried about the specifics of the New York law, the California law. I'm worried about having 50 of these and not knowing how to navigate them all. It could shut down commerce.
You know where you see that? You see that in data breach notification laws, which are related. The first one in the United States came out in California in 2002. The 50th of 50 states came out basically last year, and that was, I believe, Alabama and South Carolina were the last two. So now all 50 states have them. They keep getting updated, and they keep changing, plus four more territories, like you know, the Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico and stuff, and D.C. They all have laws, and they're not uniform.
Hold on to that thought, Scott. I got to take a quick break. Folks, this is – I'm just trying to introduce you to the fact that this is a trending, is moving in that direction. We all need to pay attention to it because it's going to affect all of us eventually, if not now. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.